Setting yourself apart in any business is crucial. On today's episode, we'll discuss the difference in real estate teams and what sets the Troy Martinson Group apart from others, and we'll also discuss these guaranteed offers which we're hearing so much about lately.
Welcome to the Troy Martinson Group Real Estate Podcast. Troy Martinson and the members of his group are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX Results. They can be found online at martregroup.com. That's martregroup.com. Now, here is Troy Martinson.
Thank you for joining us today. With me, as always, in the studio is the producer at Minnesota Podcasting, Marshall Saunders.
Hi, Troy. How's it going?
It's going really good. How are you, Marshall?
Very good. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah,
I suppose good to hear you since we're podcasting, right?
Absolutely.
No one can really see you.
Absolutely. And it's a balmy 5 degrees out.
Yeah,
so
it's nice. It's like spring.
I had to take my jacket off.
So, you know, I hear all about this, teams and groups and, you know, you drive by real estate signs, so-and-so team, so-and-so group. What does that mean? What is it, a separate real estate company, or are you within another real estate company? What does that mean that you're a group, a team? What does that mean?
Sure. So what's interesting is that I get that question a lot. Yeah. So the Troy Martinson Group is actually with RE/MAX Results, which is the brokerage. I am not a broker. I'm simply an agent. Been in the business since 1996. And after 20 plus years of service, I think what happens is you want to get some talent underneath you, mm-hmm. and you'll see a lot of these veteran agents doing things like this. So basically, in a group or a team setting like the one I have, we bring in these agents and we'll teach them from our experience. We'll put processes and systems in place. We'll train them. And then really get them out there and get them in touch with the public and helping them sell some real estate.
So you kind of mentor them. Mentor
Absolutely.
Them in the business to become better agents, to know what's going on in a kind of a tough business to learn.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is, this seems like kind of a recent thing, relatively speaking. And mm-hmm. if back in 96, 97, when I started real estate, I would have loved to join a team because
right.
I would have really learned a lot and skipped a lot of mistakes that I made.
I get postcards in the mail. Some of these groups have like 500 people on them or something
right.
like that. They look like companies within themselves.
Right. Interesting you say that. There are a ton of different real estate teams and groups. That's exactly right. So some of these groups have a ton of agents on them, up to 150 agents.
Right.
And some of them will literally be two or three people. So it really kind of depends on what kind of feel you're looking for or what type of service you're looking for.
And how many people on your team now?
So right now we have 5.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got a full-time assistant, then myself, and then 3 other agents.
So when I come in and I call your office, mm-hmm. I won't necessarily always be dealing directly with you. It might be a member of the team depending on the specialty that they offer, that type of thing, right?
Typically, you're going to deal with me first of all.
Okay.
The initial consultation, you and I will speak. We'll figure out what your individual needs are, what your situation is, and from that point, you'll probably work with one of my buyer's agents. I do. I list all of the houses that we list.
Sure.
I do that personally, and I take care of all of our marketing. But typically, one of our buyer's agents would take you out, show you homes, and then we would process the transaction from there.
It makes me feel a little bit more comfortable because when you have several people on your team, not to mention administration people as well as buyer's agents, it kind of gives me the feeling like, hey, listen, I need to see this home at this time of day. Well,
right.
You might be on another appointment. You mm-hmm. might be doing something in your personal life or whatever.
Yeah.
You might not be able to accommodate me, whereas more times would be able to be accommodated because you have more of a team.
Absolutely.
Involved.
And that's a great point. Obviously, you know, in today's market where things are pretty immediate.
Got to move quick.
You got to move quickly. And, you know, if I'm already booked, or like you say, if I've got personal things going on, you know, we've got plenty of help from other qualified agents that can help out. So. Mm-hmm. I think what sets our group apart from a lot of other groups, there's a lot of great real estate teams and groups out there, no question. But I think what really separates us from some of those other groups is we truly just want to help people. And I think with that genuine need to want to just help people, it kind of turns into a real estate transaction. That's kind of where we that's kind of where our heart is, if you will, in the process. So.
Do you specialize in any certain areas?
My office is in Shoreview, but we really kind of do about a 20-mile radius of Shoreview. I'd say north-northeast is kind of where we spend most of our time. But then again, sell a lot of real estate out in Minnetonka, out west of town. So
sure.
Have keys, we'll travel. So,
so you know, you mentioned this in your introduction, mm-hmm. but I've gotten some postcards in the mail, seen some billboards here and there. This concept of a guaranteed offer.
Mm.
And I've even read in the newspaper recently this growth of what they call iBuyers, these companies like Open Door and other places like that that basically kind of give you this guarantee.
Mm. But really what's behind that is – you know, you're probably looking at something like about an 80% offer of what your house is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I would rather go in and give someone a better option than that.
Sure.
I mean, I could certainly bring anyone an offer in 48 hours, but what's that offer going to be?
Yeah, exactly. So that's how it works. It's just a kind of a percentage of whatever your home's, you know,
value is.
Perhaps your value is.
Yeah. Yeah. And likely, you know, 1 out of 100 people might take that offer.
Sure.
You know, depending if it was a fire sale, if you really needed to get rid of the house.
Sure. But I mean, there's always been investors. I mean, you know, the we buy ugly houses people.
Always.
Yeah. There's always been people that will buy your house as an investment right away.
That's right.
So that's, I guess, nothing new, right?
It's nothing new. And really, part of our job and part of what we do is we might come in and go, Marshall, you know, we want to get, you know, $250,000 for your house. We should come through, maybe paint this room, clean this up, declutter, and our job would be to get you the most for your home in the least amount of time, not the least for your home in the least amount of time.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because the fact is sometimes it does take some work, right?
Yeah,
you gotta,
absolutely.
You know, $5,000 of painting might get you $10,000 more on the price. And, you know,
sell it quicker.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It takes you some work to get the best market value.
You bet. And there are always those people that just say, you know what, I just want to get rid of this thing. I don't want to touch it. Or maybe they don't have the money. And of course, we've got the investors and the buyers available for that also.
But it sounds like a more thought out approach than just kind of a simple tag.
Throwing
line.
An offer on it. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's always the way the world works, isn't it? Things are a little complicated.
If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
So how's the music side of your life going?
Music side of my life is great. Always love playing music. You know what's interesting is this is a funny little story. When I was getting into real estate back in 1996, I always thought, is there a way, because I've been playing music since I was 6 years old, and that's a true love of mine. I always thought, is there a way to get real estate and music together?
Mm-hmm.
And several years ago, I was able to kind of put that scenario together, and it was a lot of fun. And
that's great. Yeah, it's hard to marry those two.
It is. But it's what's interesting is we kind of found a way to do that. So,
yeah. Well, you're a great musician, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I call it my golf game because I don't golf.
Right. Well, Troy, thanks a lot for coming in today. I really appreciated the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Marshall. I appreciate it.
This has been the Troy Martinson Group Real Estate Podcast. Troy and his group are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX Results. You can find them online at martregroup.com. That's martregroup.com. This show has been produced by Minnesota Podcasting, and they can be found online at mnpodcasting.com. The views expressed on this show are those of the individual participants and may not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of RE/MAX Results or Minnesota Podcasting. This has been the Troy Martinson Group Real Estate Podcast. Troy and his group are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX Results. You can find them online at martregroup.com. That's martregroup.com. This show has been produced by Minnesota Podcasting, and they can be found online at mnpodcasting.com. The views expressed on this show are those of the individual participants and may not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of RE/MAX Results or Minnesota Podcasting. Welcome to the Barry Rosenzweig Legal Podcast. On every episode, Barry interviews guests from a wide range of legal and business specialties to help keep you informed and educated. Now, here's Barry Rosenzweig. This has been the Barry Rosenzweig Legal Podcast. Barry is an attorney in the state of Minnesota, and you can find him online at barrylaw.com or email him at barry@barrylaw.com. This podcast has been produced by Minnesota Podcasting, and they can be found online at mnpodcasting.com. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the individual participants and may not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Minnesota Podcasting. Before acting on any information contained in this podcast, please consult your own legal representation. Twin Cities on the Move, a real estate and mortgage podcast featuring Paul St. Andrew, Justin Sheeler, Joel Benson, and Greg Rios. Paul and Justin are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX Results. And Joel and Greg are mortgage consultants with TruStone Home Mortgage. And now, Twin Cities on the Move. This has been the Twin Cities on the Move, a real estate and mortgage podcast. Paul St. Andrew and Justin Sheeler are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX Results. You can find Paul online at MinnesotaHomesales.com and Justin at JustinSheeler.com, with Sheeler spelled S-C-H-E-E-L-E-R. Joel Benson and Greg Rios are mortgage consultants with TruStone Home Mortgage, and they can be found online at TruStoneHomeMortgage.com/Joel-Benson and TruStoneHomeMortgage.com/Greg-Rios. TruStone is spelled T-R-U-S-T-O-N-E, and Rios is spelled R-I-O-S. This show has been produced by Minnesota Podcasting, and they can be found online at mnpodcasting.com. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the individual participants and may not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of RE/MAX Results, TruStone Home Mortgage, or Minnesota Podcasting.